Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into a Red Friday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
The Friday before Thanksgiving.
You guys ready?
Right.
You guys ready for this one?
Let's go. You better believe it.
We got a big one today, right, baby? Let's go. Biggest must-win game we've seen in our lifetimes in Turkey.
I know that I'm hard. I'm bringing Topsy's popcorn as my food contribute. That's a bad move. It's good popcorn, but that's not what I'm bringing to.
Yeah, that's not making anything. Yeah, you know.
Contributing to what?
Friendsgiving on Saturday.
Is that
maybe?
what you are bringing the Topsy's popcorn?
No, I'm not.
I would stand by that box of popcorn the whole time.
Yes. Give me the cheese. Though. Hey guys, how you doing? What'd you bring?
Everybody would love it.
Now, cheese, butter, caramel.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this though: Are you and I are kind of the same as we were discussing last night? Like our feed is the exact same. On the X, formerly Twitter and whatnot. And I put a joke yesterday in the rundown. I said, oh, this will be funny for Friday. Hours later, Dusty goes, did you see this? I'm like, oh my God, we're getting the same stuff in our feet. It's like we're attached. Do you go in with your hand in the three popcorn? How do you popcorn in public?
In public?
Yeah,
like if I were to get the top.
Yeah, like if you put it out on the table for everybody, you use a red solo cup.
Do you have your like measuring one cup thing?
Yeah.
And then so he's like, no, you just get it. I'm like, no, you do not do that.
Right.
Even though I'm aware that when you do have like the sandwich spread and the chips out, no one's going to take the bag and gently pour the chips out. They're just going to.
For some reason, though, the popcorn thing is different, I feel like, because you get deep down into the popcorn and your fingers get all in there and you're touching kernels that you're not going to eat and you're leaving it for others. And yeah, that's the OCD, that's the germaphobe, you know, in me thinking about stuff like that.
Yeah, I just get like a stack of plastic cups, put it next to the popcorn, and then it's just half scoop of butter, half scoop of cheese.
Yeah,
and then I'll be back two or three more rotations.
So you don't go with the caramel?
No.
Oh, I see. I love that one. I mix that with the cheese together.
That's a solid move.
That's a really good flavor right
Some
there.
Some people like that red hot cinnamon.
Yeah, I'm out on that one.
Oh, absolutely.
You're into it? Okay.
You like that? The caramel and the cheese.
Well, you
like
are
perfect.
Red hot cinnamon today with that jacket on. Yes. Look at you with the hair and everything. I mean, you got it going on over there.
Let's go, baby.
So do you mix the cinnamon with the cheese and the caramel, all three together? And you get yourself
a really good threesome.
It's a really good threesome. I'd rather have the butter than the cinnamon one, but you know, the butter never is as good as it smells.
So let's get stoned here real quick. What would you substitute popcorn that you could do?
Everybody must get stoned.
Like if you could do like that can of three things. Other than popcorn, what would you do?
Oh, other than popcorn?
Could you do, like, chips?
I mean, I was thinking, like, maybe three different Dorito flavors in there. Like, you know, Cool Ranch, regular, and Pepper Jack, or...
Pepper Jack Doritos?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had those.
Oh, they did back in the day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, if I saw those,
I don't know if they have them. They don't have them anymore.
Never seen that.
What flavors do they have out now?
Oh, God.
Because I'm not, I'm just going regular and Cool Ranch now. I don't need Cool anything Ranch. Else. Cool Ranch.
I like the one that's in the purple bag. I can't think Baja. Of the flavor, though. Is that Baja?
Or no, that's like the lemon sweet lime, sweet chili.
Sweet spicy, sweet chili, something like that.
There was a black bag when I was, growing up and back, I think it was Pepper Jack or Jumpin' Jack Flash or something Doritos. It was a black bag. It was the original, and then Cool Ranch came out. See, this is how old I am. I remember when this stuff came out.
Do you remember when Taco Bell collabed with them for the first time? They had, the Taco Bell chip.
Yeah.
Those were, and then they had the 3D Doritos.
Yeah, the 3D
those
ones.
Those were dangerous.
Very.
Yeah. But you do, a pretzel peanut? Something like that.
Oh, you could do that too.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Though.
I don't know.
Or you do like the three different dots flavors. Look at us.
Yeah. You could do dots.
I like that.
Speaking of dots, connecting the dots, last night, boy, I do not know who Buffalo Bills are.
I don't think they know who they are. I don't think any of us really know who Buffalo is. Buffalo right now, and I'm gonna say something that's gonna piss a lot of people off. Buffalo's benefiting from what the Chiefs benefited for the last 10 years. Ass division. And Buffalo gets outside of that division right now.
The Chiefs won it every year.
I know, right? Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, the Chiefs took advantage of it. They did. There's no arguing that right now, right? Ooh. They took advantage of that division, and so right now, I think that's kind of what Buffalo is kind of hanging their hat on. They've had the opportunity to kind of beat up on the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets and take advantage of that. And whatnot, but now they're playing some real teams and they're showing kind of they're not as good as maybe everybody thinks they are. And Josh Allen, we had a kid in Little League Baseball. We were talking Little League Baseball before the show. We had this kid, Gerard Caprio, right?
And Leo's brother.
It was, yes, Leo Caprio's brother. And I don't know, Gerard was one of those guys who every time, there was a big play, it was a big event, right? Oh, my God, this guy's doing, antics out there on the field. He'd slide into second base and start flopping around, and all the coaches would run out there, and he'd be okay. And my dad's like, this guy's the rubber band man. Years later, there was a song
T.I.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so I'm watching.
Different meaning.
Yeah, I'm watching this last night, Josh Allen go down. I'm like, this is Gerard Caprio 2.0. This guy up and, flailing all over the place and whatnot. Everybody thought he was dead on the field, and he's not. And then the Houston Texans defense made him dead on the field yesterday because, that thing is as good as it
gets,
man.
Last night?
Incredible.
Yeah, dude. He got hit and he should have had 9, but literally Will Anderson Jr. hit him so hard he went forward.
Propelled forward 2 yards.
That's the move I think you're talking about when he got hit.
Yeah.
He got that rug burn on the left elbow, which I'm sure hurts like a mother effer, dude.
But at the end of the game, he was flinging his right wrist around.
Yeah,
so his right
he'll be fine. Total sidebar here. How many sacks did they have last night?
8.
Will Chris Jones pass that this year?
No. He has 2.5?
I was going to say 3.5, yeah.
He might not get 5.
He'll get 5.
Okay.
He'll get 5.
He better.
Yeah, he'll get 5. Because if he plays like last week, two or three more times, that's 5 sacks.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
He's not going to have to do that. I mean, we're going to need him to step up.
Would you rather have Will Anderson Jr. or Aiden Hutchinson?
Who?
Will Anderson.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, I think.
Is Will Anderson the next Myles Garrett?
No, because Myles Garrett's just all time.
He's a freak.
Yeah.
So if Myles Garrett is Aaron Donald, Will Anderson is Chris Jones?
No, I don't think. I don't think he's.
Will
I don't
Anderson
think he's Aaron
is a
Donald.
Dog, dude.
Yeah,
he's damn good,
dude. He's a dog.
But he's not as good to me. Like I don't think we have a T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett budding in the league right now.
Sure,
like forming.
They're generational.
No, we don't.
But like that's the next coming. I've seen it.
Yes.
Like I know what Myles Garrett 2.0 is, and it's number 51 or whatever 55 for the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that the other guy, 10-year vet.
Danielle Hunter. Oh, yeah.
He's 10 years in the league now?
Yes,
dude.
Yeah.
you kidding me?
That was my reaction last night because him and D'Amico were hugging after he got a sack because the guy, I think it was Herbstreit, was like, man, we really haven't seen Danielle Hunter tonight. Very next play, sack. And Al Michaels is like, there's your Danielle Hunter. He goes, him celebrating with D'Amico with 10 years in the league vet, D'Amico. And I'm like, okay, I thought it was like 5.
I would have guessed 3.
Ten.
I know 10 years. I feel like he's been in the league not that long. Oh my
Monster
god,
still
10
too.
Years yeah. and still. But I think that's part of the reason why I probably thought he was a lot younger because he's still awesome, right? Like I wish Chris would play that way.
Yeah, I'll just say, because I think that's what Atlanta wants Raheem Morris to be is D'Amico Ryans. Because, D'Amico's a dog.
He's my wife said to me last night, she goes, you really like him, don't you? I go, oh, yeah. I'm in big time on D'Amico Ryans. He's just got it, man.
Not only does he look like he could rip your face off, But, like, every time they were done on the field, like, you know how, like, Andy and Nagy will go over to, like, Mahomes and they'll talk about whatever? D'Amico Ryans, straight to the defensive side of the bench, going over the iPad, looking at the thing, yep. dabbing everybody up, and then there's C.J. Stroud moping around because he's sad he's not playing, but he'll be back, and then they'll be even better. And C.J. Stroud's over there, and he's going to the offensive side, getting everybody jacked up. I'm like, and then there he is on TV right now. But, like, that's a guy. Like, when
he's
we were talking,
he's
like,
dude.
Two,
yeah.
when we were talking about it 2 weeks ago, like, you're like, Aaron Glenn. I can see that that's that guy there, D'Amico Ryans, with dealt to look like Bill Goldberg from 99 in the WCW. That's a dude I play for.
That's a dude you would play for.
And they're 6-5, and you play that team in what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, and they're a good football team. They're really, I mean, I've been on Houston for 3 years now since they got Stroud and D'Amico Ryans together, and so it's good for my standpoint to see them starting to win some games. It's bad for the Chiefs' standpoint to see them going out there and winning games. Buffalo to win last night. And look, quite honestly.
So we knew they were going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. So Buffalo's kind of in that same boat. You know, we were talking about Josh Allen 8-0 on Thursday night and all these great stats for Buffalo. Buffalo's kind of in the same place where the Chiefs are. Not
purgatory.
That great this year. Yes, exactly. That's the perfect way to put it, because if Buffalo wasn't in the AFC East this year, I don't know that we're talking about Buffalo going to the playoffs right now. Does that look like a playoff team? No, it doesn't look like a playoff team.
Because what, last night New England's got to be the most satisfied team? New England, Indianapolis?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Because now those are New England, Indianapolis, Denver. That's your one seed race.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's what you're doing right now for the one seed.
I will say
seed.
The Colts play the Texans twice.
They do.
I mean, the Colts may not win that division. And that's why this game on Sunday is so vital, guys. I mean, I hope these guys, you know, inside that locker room understand, you know, what is at stake. I always get into that feeling of the fans are more angry, obviously, than the players are always mm-hmm. have. We will always care more about our team than players will, because they're transient. They're here for a year, they're gone. We're always here. It's always our team. And so we view things a little bit differently. And that's why, like listening to Mike Pinnell yesterday go, I don't know, nobody in here thinks, I mean, you better think it's bad inside there. You better have that same attitude inside that building as the mm-hmm. fans have this week. Because if you don't have that same attitude this week, then you're up a creek without a paddle. I talked to somebody else around the organization yesterday, I think it was. I said, what's the mood like out there? They go, well, what do you think it is? You know, it's a one game season.
Morbid.
Yeah. It's a one game season, and they do know that, which was good to hear, that they know this is a one game season, but they've got to come out and play inspired. I saw two old guys throwing down at the gym yesterday.
Ooh,
not throwing down, but yelling at each other over something yesterday.
What was the something?
I don't remember what
politics
it was.
Politics for sure.
Probably.
Gotta be. It's politics, I mean, or underwear.
Yeah. Or the Chiefs. I mean, people are fighting over the Chiefs now. Who do you think is at fault? Well,
Give yourself more energy than they've given you.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, whatever it was, old man fight going on, yelling at each other, dropping F-bombs. One guy slams his locker and storms out. I'm like, yes, old man fight. You know, old man fight or bum fight? Which one would you sign up for first? Because you get a lot of good bum fights right over there, like 435 and State Line. They fight a lot over there. My daughter works in that area now, and so she says all the time stuff is going on. So, so bum fight or old man fight. But, I mean, these guys were passionate. These guys were, you know, into it, yelling and screaming. I'm like, that's the fire the Chiefs need to bring out, man.
They're, like, spraying each other's Old Spice in each other's face.
Yeah.
Shut up, Colts!
Pelting each other with Werther's.
Yeah. But it was passionate. There was a fight. There was, it was good. And I'm like, this is the fire we need on Sunday for this football team.
Damn,
if this
right.
team plays uninspired football on Sunday, yeah, the season's over. They've got to play inspired football. They've got to win this game. It is a must-win game. Anything short of that, get ready for Christmas and don't focus on the football team, because if they can't win on Sunday, the future of them going to the postseason is all but done.
But let's get back to those old men fighting.
Yeah.
You think, like, you know how, like, some guys will take, like, the earrings out, the necklace off. You think they're pulling the dents out and be like, I'm getting gummed out for this. Like, can't knock my teeth out, Carl. Like, dare you, dude. Then you get them on the ground and start sucking the other dude's neck. Give them, like, the gummy bears.
Your tiny whiteys are stained.
Gravity's hit my sack while you're laying down, knocked out. Pull a Peyton Manning from college. That's a true story, I think. Oh,
he
man.
Didn't know that and had never heard of that story until like 2 weeks ago when I went in there. And I said, you know, Jim Bob Cooter and Peyton Manning were in Tennessee together. Oh, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, and I go, like, why don't you look it up? And
you
go, oh.
You got to think that old men in the J don't get knocked out. They get, like, sharded, right? Like, that's how you know it's over. Click to the jaw. Oh, yeah, I got to go. I got to go. What happened? Did you fight again at the gym?
Yeah, right.
Sure did. How do you know? Because you got a streak down your back. Go shower.
Oh,
man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.